This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the few things I know about fashion is that Diane von Furstenberg made her name and her company with the wrap dress. The dress still works. The company, though, is in some trouble. Jonathan Saunders, DVF's first chief creative officer, left the company today after just 18 months on the job. His two predecessors didn't last much longer, and there hasn't been a CEO for more than a year. The rest of the fashion world is under some duress as well. Elizabeth Holmes writes about fashion and style. We got her, as I think you will be able to hear, at the airport on her way out of town for the holidays. Elizabeth, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kai.
18 months does not sound like a long time for Jonathan Saunders to have been running a major fashion house.
He is the latest in a remarkable string of departures in the high fashion world. Yes, it's a very quick turnaround.
Why is DVS specifically, I mean, they haven't had a CEO since 2016, but why is the fashion world having such a tough time right now?
Well, you know, what remains to be seen is, you know, is this good for fashion, this constant churn that we're experiencing? And I think in the pro column is definitely this constant demand for newness, something that's new. They want something that's fresh. They want something that gives people reason to, you know, open their wallets and buy something that they don't have in their closet. And a new name at a label definitely does that. The downside here is that to shoppers, it also telegraphs something when someone leaves, right? That it's not working. People don't leave because it's working. It also makes shoppers kind of uncertain, and they think, wait a minute, you know, this is expensive stuff. Should I hold off on buying from this brand for a little bit until, you know, they kind of figure it out? So, you know, with people like Diane or Ralph Lauren or Oscar de la Renta, you know, finding somebody to replace them when they are the name and the face, that is a really difficult thing. And, you know, obviously there was something that was not going well with Jonathan, and they parted ways.
You know, when this story came up at our meeting this morning, not everybody, but the people who know fashion around the table said, listen, it's really hard for them right now. They have to meet all these new demands, and it's a constantly changing environment. And I said, look, it's changing for all of us, man. We've all got to do this.
I mean, yes, absolutely. I think the fashion world has the added pressure of, you know, there's a lot of places you can spend your money right now. Fashion is competing with tech. You know, if you spent $1,000 on the new iPhone, you know, that's perhaps a designer handbag that you're not going to buy. So, you know, I think fashion is feeling competition from a lot of different places right now, coupled with, I should add, the long lead times. You know, they're working on cycles that are, you know, a year out. And so it's sort of, they're trying to speed up and keep up with the times. And I think they're feeling the pressure.
Yeah, just on that speed thing, how much of a problem is it for these houses that, you know, they show something on the runway and 2.5 days later you can get it, you know, not necessarily at Ross Dress for Less, but probably Target or something?
Well, certainly at Zara. I mean, I think that continues to be a problem. You know, the luxury world says, you know, they need to build that anticipation and they need that proper time, you know, to get the magazine editorials and to get on the racks and things like that. I think the shopper is increasingly less patient with that, that they want, they see something, they get excited about it, and if they're going to buy it, they want to buy it right away. Yeah. And I think there's a reckoning that still is coming.
Elizabeth Holmes writes on fashion and style. She is on her way out for the holidays. You probably hear right there. So I'm going to let you go get your plane. Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Kai.